This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Some of you grew up with a hymn that I grew up with. Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. What does that mean? God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Verse 4. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command. Verse 5. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. I almost missed this thought. If God has the power to direct you into his love and into Christ's perseverance, which are two interesting phrases in themselves, as somebody pointed out to me after one of the services, there was a message in those two phrases, God's love and Christ's perseverance. Doesn't it make sense he can lead you in Ohio? Doesn't it make sense if he can lead you into God's love and he can lead you into Christ's perseverance? Why would you think he can't lead you in a job search? Why would you think for 2 seconds he can't direct in looking for a house? Why would you think for 2 seconds he can't work in the life of a son or daughter who's turned their back on the Lord? But because you interceded, he'll do something and he'll work in their life. I really believe that. Jean is a woman I would guess is in her late 60s, maybe early 70s. She's from Salem, Oregon. Powerful story. I want you to hear it. Many years ago, on a hot, stuffy August morning, I received devastating news. My precious brother, still in his 30s, collapsed and died of a massive heart attack. It felt like a cannon blast that came out of the middle of nowhere and blew a big hole in my heart. A few months later, I was in the hospital facing life and death surgery, the outcome uncertain. My poor grieving parents had just buried their son, and now their daughter was facing a life and death medical situation. As I lay in the same hospital where my brother died, I no longer felt young and invincible. I was downright scared. I was scared to death. The hospital admittance form asked questions about religion. I don't know if they still do this at hospitals today, but at least years ago, I remember this. Did I have a particular faith? I checked none. Did I want a visit from the hospital chaplain? I checked no and underlined the word no twice. I lay in my room for what seemed like a dozen or so medical people preparing me for surgery. My heart was in a knot. I was just staring at the cream-colored ceiling. When there was a knock at the door, I just assumed it was somebody else from the hospital. An older man wearing glasses came in and said, "Are you a doctor?" She did, and he said, "No, I'm the hospital chaplain." She said, "I specifically said no visits from the hospital chaplain." He said, "Yeah, I know. I just wanted to ask you if I could pray with you." And she said something interesting. He said, I know that you don't have a particular faith, but if it's all right, I'd like to pray for you." I cringed, she said. I didn't know what I believed. I prepared myself for a lecture. Instead, he smiled. And then before I could answer and tell him no, he said, "You know, Gene, you're God's property too. You know, Gene, you're God's property too." Those words melted any resistance I had to the idea of prayer. The surgery went well, and I recovered. Now, here's what she writes. I read all of that to read the last paragraph. "I would face many other challenges in life, but whenever I felt the need for spiritual comfort, I relied on those words, 'You are God's property too.'" What a wonderful thought, and how much better our world would be if we saw each other that way.
Well, I want you to tune in tomorrow to Cross Hope to hear the last portion of the last message from 1 and 2 Thessalonians. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.